Yes. I'm probably moving too much.
Hello, everyone. I'm glad to see that foul weather doesn't keep people away from a really interesting evening. It's my pleasure to introduce today's speakers. I'm Melinda Rabb. I'm a professor in the Department of English. My first introduction, of course, is the recently retired, to the dismay of many, National Public Radio correspondent Corey Flintoff. You all know his voice. You all know his voice and the familiar sign-off. I'm Corey Flintoff, but I can't say it the way he does. And now you can meet the man to whom that voice belongs. During almost 40 years as a radio journalist, beginning in Bethel, Alaska, population 6,000, 400 miles west on the 400 miles on the coast west of Anchorage, Corey has traveled the globe and reported on an astonishing list of major world events. The civil war in Libya, the downing of Malaysian Airlines Flight 17, the Olympic sports doping scandal, pirates in Somalia, earthquake in Haiti, Egypt during the Arab Spring, Russia's seizure of Crimea, the Ukrainian Revolution, the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, where he was embedded with US troops. He spent 2 years in Delhi, and most recently 4 years in Moscow as NPR's bureau chief, reporting on the growing authoritarianism of Vladimir Putin's Russia. But I want to say a word, and this is directed at the students in the room, about why I get to have the privilege of introducing our guest. One of the most valuable aspects about studying at a university is the opportunity to meet a diverse group of people whose paths intersect because they share a class, or a dorm, a team, a club, or some other serendipitous happenstance. You never know what will happen once you leave campus, but the future is full of surprises. Corey Flintoff and I took classes in English literature together and formed a friendship during our single year at the University of Chicago. Yes, he was an English major. And he shares the English major's love and respect for language and the belief that it should mean something. He can still cite passages from Gulliver's Travels, I discovered last night, and he is writing a novel. After the year in Chicago, he headed west for Alaska, and I east for Cambridge. But good friendships do not just go away. I wish you, all you students out there, similar bonds in your futures. It's something to look forward to. At a historical moment when we all have been reminded of the value of reliable information, what we at Brown call fact-based research subject to peer review, Corey's career has exemplified the possibility of trying to find the facts and to tell the truth as best one can. We're joined on stage tonight by three of my distinguished colleagues, representing the several departments that have collaborated in true Brown interdisciplinary style to co-sponsor this event. John Reedy is a lecturer in the English department and esteemed teacher of journalism and creative nonfiction, as well as 20th century and contemporary novels. He's edited the collection Crafting Cultural Rhetorics, Readings for University Writers, and published both critical and creative writing. Linda Cook is professor in the departments of political science and Slavic studies. Her books include The Soviet Social Contract and Why It Failed, Post-Communist Welfare States, Reform Politics in Russia and Eastern Europe. She recently was granted a Fulbright Scholarship for research in the Russian Federation for her current project, Political Economies of Healthcare in Russia's Fragmented Welfare State. And James Marone, is John Hazen White, Professor of Public Policy, Director of the Alfred Taubman Center for American Politics and Policy, and Professor of Political Science and Urban Studies. He's written, so I actually wrote down that he wrote 10 books, but having just checked more recently, he's actually written 11. And over 150 articles, reviews, and essays on American political history, healthcare policy, and social issues. His first book, The Democratic Wish, was named a notable book by the New York Times. His Hellfire Nation, The Politics of Sin in American History, was nominated for a Pulitzer Prize. His most recent is The Devils We Know, although I don't know, maybe there's even another one that's about to come out. I'm not really sure. But in any case, we have a wonderful group of speakers to listen to tonight, and I hope you will join me in welcoming them.